You're listening to CKUT. It's 2 o'clock. We are one day after the International Women's Day. We are back from last week, the team of the Musée des Ondes Aimé Berliner. I would like to introduce Mariana and Alain. Mariana Mejia and Alain Dufour are with me this week again. We are still celebrating 100 years of radio broadcast with a year-long program that will happen all around Montreal. If you want to know more about it, stay tuned. And we are also having a temporary exhibition at our museum, the Musée des Ondes Aimé Berliner, which is quite a success and fun to watch and to visit. We have a collaboration, the Musée des Ondes Aimé Berliner, together with the Société Québécoise des Collectionneurs des Radios Anciennes, SQCRA, and other partners. To mention certainly the Government of Canada, the Centre d'Histoire de Montréal, which becomes the Mémoire de la Monde des Montréalais. The Polytechnique is a part of our team, the ETS, and of course the City of Montreal, who have funded our temporary exhibition. Further, we are supported by the Trottier Foundation. We will, in the end, have done 4 programs with CKUT. The first one you listened to last week, it was on the prehistory of radio. Today, we are talking about the women on radio. Next week, we will go into the information and entertainment of radio, and at the end we will introduce you to some of the pioneers of radio. We are quite fortunate that the Centre d'Histoire de Montréal has published also a little bit on the history of women on radio in the latest article, which you will find either on our webpage radio100.moeb.ca, or you can find on the webpage of the Mémoire des Montréalaises,